If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, everybody. It's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. Happy Sunday. There's just a bunch of political news this weekend. We are in the political season, and boy, even more news on the AI front. I'm going to save a bunch of this for tomorrow with Bill Kristol. But there were two things in particular this weekend that caught my eye that I just couldn't wait to share my takes on. One is these viral pictures of Indian American students at the University of Texas celebrating the football game and the political fallout for that. God bless you if you're not on the internet, if you're not on social media and don't realize that there is political fallout over the fact that young men who are not white were enjoying a football game. So we'll talk about that. And I want to talk, there were a handful of debates over the weekend. And like I said, we're going to get into more tomorrow. But I have to talk about the Mary Peltola versus Dan Sullivan debate in Alaska. It is delicious on a bunch of fronts. So let's start with what's going on in Texas. If you missed the ball game, huge comeback from New Orleans' own Arch Manning. Texas beat Ohio State by one. Quick aside. We're going to Ohio September 25th to do a fundraiser supporting the Haitian community in Springfield. It's a live show. It's going to be meaningful and fun. We're going to do laughter and tears. If you're anywhere near that, please come hang out with us September 25th. Tickets are on sale at thebulwark.com/events. All proceeds going to support the Haitian community in Springfield. Okay. Now, Ohio State's loss. Let's get back to that. There's a guy in Texas named Bo French. Bo is the Tarrant County GOP chair. He has a long history of obnoxious far-right MAGA stuff. I mean, this guy is so far-right MAGA that when he ran for Texas Railroad Commissioner, he won even though his opponent was endorsed by like all of the MAGA Republicans there, Greg Abbott and others. But Bo French has this kind of online, more grassroots MAGA nationalist, you might say white nationalist following. You should say white nationalist, actually. He has a white nationalist following. And so this might seem like kind of a niche position, railroad commissioner in Texas, but I do want to remind you, like, this was the job that George P. Bush, Jeb's son, took when he thought that was going to be a springboard to higher office. And, you know, it's one of these quirky things about Texas. This is like a quasi-powerful office. And so it's not like some random thing. It's a statewide office. And you know, people use it as a springboard, particularly in the Republican Party, for going off to bigger office. Or they try to use it as a springboard and then crash into the ground like George P. did. So, Bo French, bunch of controversies. In June of last year, he posted a poll on Twitter asking whether Jews or Muslims were a bigger threat to America. Yeah, that was the post. Just a couple months ago, called for deporting 100 million people. Now, there are only 330-ish million Americans. So that's a third of the country. So you go into a restaurant, you look around, Bo French wants to deport 1 in 3 people there. Needless to say, that is going to include a lot of people that are not illegal immigrants. It's going to include a lot of people who are here legally or who are born here, even if you want to deport 100 million. And I think we know he's going to go for the brown ones first, or maybe the Jews as well. He's posted a bunch of different slurs going after gays and disabled people, et cetera. So we don't need to go through his whole head list. You get it at this point. Bo French, candidate for statewide office, extreme radical right winger. Well, after the game last night, after the football game, when everybody else, all the normal people in Texas, everyone who hasn't had their brain broken by politics, everyone who's not a racist prick, They were posting about Arch or posting about Matthew McConaughey. All right. Or they're, you know, talking about the game. Not Beau French. Beau French posted a screenshot, which we'll put up here, that is a picture of the student section. You'll notice that it's a lot of like what appears to be Indian Americans, maybe some Hispanics in there. A lot of brown skin people are in there. He posted that. He's posted it now 3 times. One time he attacked the UTHR department. One time he said he heard UT graduation year looked like this. He didn't believe it. And now he said the problem is far worse than anyone imagined. He posted it again later talking about how this is like how body cams expose criminals. Social media is exposing how many Americans are being displaced. Like, I mean, this is crazy. There's this other post that is going around that is not by a candidate for office. This guy, but it's viral. It's by a guy, a MAGA Panda account. And it's this picture, and it's like a close-up picture of this like young guy who's like dressed like he's fully assimilated. Isn't this what the fucking racist nationalists wanted? Assimilation? He's fully assimilated. He's at a football game. He's in UT overalls. He's unhappy because at that point Texas is losing. And then later in the game, like they're all happy. And you see, it's great. It's mixed. It's beautiful. It's America. There's nothing more American than this picture. White people, brown people, black people celebrating a football game. Being together, being in community. Like, what more do you want? If you don't like this, you don't like America. And that is the thing. The MAGAs don't like America as it is. That's why they call it Make America Great Again. They want America like it was during, you know, before the Civil Rights Act. They like segregated America. That's what they want. Or maybe slaved America for some of them. And I mean, this is both mockable. We should point and mock at them because it's fucking pathetic. Like, think about how big of a loser you have to be to spend your night after a big UT football win tweeting about how you were crying that there were too many brown students or immigrants. We don't even know if they're immigrants. Right? A lot of these kids are probably from America because there are a lot of Indian American kids here. Like, for example, the vice president's fucking kids. Your guy, J.D. Vance, his kids could be in this picture. I wonder what J.D. Vance thinks about this. He hasn't said anything about it. John Cornyn has, though. John Cornyn, the finally freed to say what he really thinks, John Cornyn, not exactly a courageous person, not exactly, you know, somebody that spoke up when he had a chance to make a difference in Washington. But now that he's on his way out, now that he's been kicked out from MAGA, he can finally express what he really thinks about the party that he's been enabling for the past 10 years. And he said this: this is the Republican nominee for statewide office. Are other Republican elected officials going to condemn the intolerance and racism or look the other way while it becomes normalized? I can answer that, John. They're going to look the other way while it becomes normalized, just like you did. But I'm glad you're speaking up now, because this is a very important point that John Cornyn is making. That Beau French is a candidate for statewide office in Texas, one of the biggest states in the country. Should not every Republican in every Senate race have to answer for this? Do you want to have a statewide office holder in your party that thinks it's a problem that there are too many kids of a certain race going to UT that thinks that it's a problem, who looks at a picture of celebrating happy immigrant kids or Indian American kids and says, hey, we need to do something about this. We need to kick these people out of the country. Even if some of them are legal, we still need to kick them out because we need to kick out 100 million people. Is that your position? Because there has been a huge kerfuffle over Hassan Piker, who's just a streamer over here on a different YouTube channel. And every fucking Democrat had to answer about this. And it's on every news channel, every hour talking about that. He's not running for anything. Beau French is right now the favorite to be a statewide office holder in Texas and presumably be a leading contender to move on from that to governor Senate. Like, shouldn't Republicans have to answer for that to the same level the Democrats had to did for Hassan Piker? Hassan Piker is closer to Panda, the racist Panda guy, who is upset that there are brown kids in UT-themed overalls watching a football game. It would be pretty weird for me to be like, hey, Mike Rogers, what do you think about Panda's tweet? But I don't think it's inappropriate at all to ask what he thinks about a Republican nominee for statewide office talking about how this picture of celebrating young college students because they are brown means that we need to remigrate them, displace them out of the country, that we have a problem that is far worse than imagined that we need to deal with. I mean, this is fucking sick, straight on racist shit. To be clear, this is a candidate in Texas, at statewide office, straight on saying, we do not want brown people at our universities. That's a Republican candidate. Just no coding, no dog whistle, just straight up uncut racism. And the only Republican that I've seen so far who's spoken out against it is the one who lost his primary and is now being forced to retire. So good for you, John Cornyn. But maybe, John Cornyn, like, maybe you can go the next step. Maybe you could support John Rosenthal, the Democrat running for that office in Texas. Or maybe you could get really crazy and also support James Tallarico. John Cornyn, that's something to think about. Running for the seat that you were going to run for if you had not been beaten and displaced yourself by a corrupt MAGA goon. So that's the state of affairs down in Texas. And it's fucking, it is sick and outrageous. It's also sad. Like, these guys are so sad. It's like, oh, there were brown kids at the game. It's really sad they should be mocked. But it's fucking dangerous. It is dangerous. And absolutely every Republican should be asked about it. Bo French should absolutely be more famous than Hassan Piker. I don't think that's going to happen because mainstream media doesn't have the balls for that. But that's what it should be. I want to move over to the Senate race in Alaska. Opposite weather, opposite side of the country. Debate between Mary Peltola and Dan Sullivan. Wanted to highlight two segments from it. Overall, I've seen a bunch of clips from the debate. I've not watched it beginning to end. I was also at a football game yesterday. I was not doing like a racial head count of, you know, what everybody's, you know, I didn't bring the calipers to the game to try to decide the skull size of everybody in the audience. But I was just kind of enjoying the football. For my case, I was enjoying the second half more than the first. But I have watched a bunch of clips this morning. And we'll pull this one up, which is a screenshot for now. I do have to say, I know that it's sometimes a little misogynist and sexist that women have their outfits commented on more than men. But I feel like I do want to make an exception in this case that Mary Peltola's outfit for this debate is iconic. I mean, this is just so elite. Like, what? She's in a proud, like, what is? I don't understand the reference, which is great. I shouldn't understand the reference because I don't know niche Alaskan stuff, but she is in what appears to be like just a sweatshirt or an oversized long sleeve shirt and just chilling, you know, just chilling. Looking natural, looking her authentic self. This is authenticity in action, people. People like to say, oh, Donald Trump's so authentic because he says what he thinks. It's like Donald Trump coats on more makeup in one sitting than Mary Peltola puts on in a month. Like, Donald Trump is so fake and so funny. And look at her. Did she just, God, she looks great. So there's that. Now to actually the substance. Here's I just wanted to highlight this part because I continue to be left a little wanting by the Democrats' messaging on the Iran war. So let's watch this.
I believe that one of the top issues for our fishermen across every sector, across every region, is the high cost of fuel. This is the number one cost for all fishermen. This war in Iran is driving up our gas and diesel prices. Dan Sullivan has voted for the war in Iran over 10 times to jack up your prices. We should not be going to Washington, D.C. to fight for one party or another. We should be fighting for our fishermen. And yes, we do need a USDA Office of Seafood, but we can't celebrate just yet. We need to make sure that that USDA Office of Seafood is fighting for wild stocks, Alaskan stocks, not farmed fish, not the Dan Sullivan USDA Office of Farmed Fish.
This is great. This is substantive. It is on brand for her. It is not hair on fire. It's not kind of how I've been acting about how the Iran war is. Like, she didn't call it the stupidest fucking thing imaginable, you know, or the types of rhetoric that I've been using about the Iran wars from the first second that it started, because it was so obviously going to be a failure. But what she does is she brings it home to some things that matter, right? It's just like, the high cost of fuel is really meaningful here in Alaska. It's meaningful for the fishermen. This is a debate that's focused on issues related to fisheries, by the way. I should have mentioned that. But it's, you know, people are driving long drives in Alaska. And this matters for everybody. Gas, you know, I had to fill up, it was like $90 filling up here in Louisiana yesterday. Like, filling up the tank matters for everybody. But in Alaska, it's even more acute, the impact on people's budgets. If we see fuel prices go up this much, fuel prices have gone up because of this war of choice. Dan Sullivan voted for it 10 times. Like, you might not even know. Dan Sullivan's been nowhere. You might not know what he's been up to. Well, here's what he's been up to: voting 10 times for the war that's making everything more expensive for you and doing nothing to keep us safer. So,
if you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. I just thought that was good messaging for her, and I want to keep driving that, and that has to be at the top of the list for Democrats the next 2 months. All right, one other clip, because this is going viral as like a little meme online, and it's just so funny. Let's watch it.
Do the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and NOAA Fisheries adequately consider impacts on subsistence users, salmon migration, habitat, and indigenous ways of life?
I'm going to pause it right there. I have no idea. I didn't even understand the question, and so I don't know how to respond to it. Again, I'm not running for Senate in Alaska. I'm not at a forum where I'm supposed to be briefed as the representative, you know, of this constituency in Alaska on issues important to them. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do as a response to this question. Like, if I was up there, I would be panicked. And so now, right as we're about to see these signs get raved, just so you know, this is kind of during a yes or no period. We just hold up a sign. It's a placard. It's yes on one side, no or the other. And you're watching this. You've seen the confusing question about salmon and fisheries. And now the answers are going to come in the form of a sign from Mary and Dan. Let's watch. Okay, she does the no very confidently.
Yes or no.
Okay.
We have two notes.
Let's rewatch it. Rewind. Let's watch him do that again. Okay. And he's like, Dan's like, I don't know what to do. And Dan's like, looks over, looks up. I'm going to cheat off your test. Okay, I'm going to note two.
Thank you.
It's like, the dude is checked out. The dude is checked out. He's been in there forever. Nobody even knows what he's doing anymore. And he's not representing Alaska. He's not even prepared for this panel. And he has to cheat off Mary Peltola's paperwork. I think that if she wins in November, this little moment here, this 6 seconds of her confident no, him looking around, him cheating, then him copying her and then doing a Cheshire Cat grin, that is going to be the signature moment. Honestly, in some ways, if he wins, it's a signature moment because it just means that we live in a broken society where people are happy to reward cheaters who don't put in the work. So either way, I think this will be a very telling time capsule of the Alaska Senate race 2026. So there you go. So much more. Just as a little tease, the Kansas debate, like this Alaska debate, is nothing compared to what Roger Marshall went through in Kansas yesterday. But I know that Bill, I have to shout out Bill Kristol, early in the cycle, back during the primary, Bill calls me. I get these calls from Bill Kristol sometimes. He just wants to chat about this or that. And he's like, well, are you paying attention to the Kansas Senate race? I'm like, I'm not. Actually, I'm not. That's not on my radar right now. And he's like, I really think you should pay attention to Kansas. He's like, I think Kansas is going to come on the map. And Bill was right. Kansas is coming on the map. And so I'm going to save the content about that debate for him tomorrow on the pod. So we'll see you all then. Appreciate it. Subscribe to the feed. Hook 'em until November 14th when they come to Baton Rouge. I don't know. Nothing but love for all those kids, all races, all genders, all sexual identities that went out there and celebrated that comeback win yesterday. Fuck all the guys who try to take it away from you in the MAGA right. Racist sons of bitches. See you guys soon.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.